Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at a mixture of clouds and sun, and we will have a high, well, about 43 by the lake, near 50 degrees further west. Kenosha right now, 39, 42 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 41, 39 degrees in Racine. You've likely heard by now that the city of Racine will have a new mayor at some point this summer. John Dicker, the incumbent, announcing he'll be stepping down before the end of his current term to become the new president and CEO of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, with which he has been deeply involved over the past several years.
As you can imagine, the decision was not an easy one. I had a long conversation with my family, and I think the time is right and the cause is right for me to accept this new challenge. Ever since I was entrusted by the citizens of Racine to be their mayor over 8 years ago, I believed in my heart that water was and is the next major political and economic battleground for this country and our future. The new administration in Washington has made it clear that we will have significant challenges ahead of us.
At the same City Hall news conference, Democratic State Representative Corey Mason announcing he's going to be running for the mayor's job in the special election.
Love this city. I've lived here almost all my life. I've had the honor of serving this community in the state legislature for 11 years now, and I would be thrilled and honored to have the opportunity to serve this community further as its mayor. I see myself sort of picking up the torch where this administration has taken the city. The issues remain the same. We've accomplished a great deal, but there are challenges that remain. But I will continue to work on the issues that I think are critically important to this community.
Soon to be retiring Administrator Tom Friedel quickly stated he is not going to be running for the mayor's job. He had been the interim mayor, of course, between the Gary Becker scandal and Dickert's election back in 2009. Common Council President Dennis Weiser, who plans to try to retain that position with a third straight term after the spring election, says he's grateful for the time that Dickert has spent in the mayor's office. Alderman Randy Hahn, a veteran of politics both now in the city and also for Racine County, praising Dickert for his hard work.
The city has prospered because of it, and he's just worked tirelessly. And I've been in office 12 years with the city, and I have not seen a better mayor than what we've had with John.
Alderman Mike Shields, who plans to seek the council presidency as well after the spring election, disappointed, he said, in Dickert not giving the news to the alderman first before announcing it publicly. Alderman Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the finance committee, he is also on the county board. He ran for mayor back in 09. He didn't rule out another shot at the job in the special election, but he was surprised by the decision. Pastor Melvin Hargrove ran against Dickert in the last election, and he says he will be a candidate, while Alderman Sandy Whitener said she is considering the possibility. 13 candidates ran for mayor during that special election won by Dickert back in 2009. Now, state statute and the city of Racine's ordinances set in place the series of events that will lead to the change in the mayor's office. That'll be going to the Common Council in Committee of the Whole prior to their regular business meeting next Wednesday, April the 5th, delayed by one day because of, ironically, the election. Details on what's going to happen from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to City Attorney Scott Letney, when the mayor officially resigns, the Common Council president officially becomes acting mayor. At the next council meeting, aldermen will name a mayor who will serve on an interim basis until a special election is held. In an email, Letney said there is a line of succession in city ordinance enacted since City Administrator Tom Friedel was named acting mayor in 2009. Beginning with the council president, followed by the chairman of the Finance and Personnel Committee, then the chair of the Public Works and Services Committee, and then the chair of the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. If all those people declined to serve, the position would be filled by the most senior council member willing to serve. It's up to the council to set a date for a special election to fill the remainder of Mayor Dickert's term, and Letney said there's no specified time within which the council must issue that order. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says yes, he was surprised by the mayor's announcement, though he said he also understands.
John is, he liked being mayor, and I know that he liked being involved in the city, so to leave that position, it must have been something that he really wanted to do. So anytime you can do something you love, I think it's important you chase the dream.
Delagrave also emphatic on the question of whether he might have interest in the state assembly seat the Democrat Corey Mason would be giving up to run for mayor. No was the response to that. And Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas not chosen to be the next superintendent of the Winona, Minnesota School District, so she will, barring another job opportunity elsewhere, continue until her contract runs out in the summer of next year. About 950 We Energy's customers lost power in Kenosha about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. A vehicle hit a utility pole at 39th Avenue and 45th Street. Damage was quite extensive, according to spokesperson Kathy Schultz, who noted that most of the affected customers had their power back within about an hour to 90 minutes. In addition to electricity, phone service was also disrupted to the area. Kenosha Unified's Educational Support Center was affected, as were Bradford High School, Lance Middle School, and five elementary schools. Parents were notified by Facebook because normal communication was down. Racine police still looking into that armed robbery about 11 or so yesterday morning at the Little Caesars Pizza outlet in Badger Plaza on the southwest side on Durant Avenue. Police initially sent there to the report of shots fired. Word came that the store had also been robbed and somebody had been hurt. Police went looking for two suspects. They ran in opposite directions after leaving the area. They searched the area immediate neighborhood immediately south of that business site. Couldn't find anybody, however. Did find evidence that might help with the investigation. As for the injured party, a man in his mid-50s reportedly pistol-whipped about the head. Benjamin Beer Company. It's in downtown Racine. It's going to be running the concessions, looks like, at North Beach this summer. That's if the Common Council approves the recommendation of the Finance and Personnel Committee. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper telling the group, after getting no bids, Benjamin Beer Company approached the city to run the concessions at the North Beach Bathhouse, formerly known as the Oasis. She called it a pretty fair proposal.
It's a bit of a tough concession to run. We understand that. So it happened to be that the Benjamin Beer Company, who is located on 6th Street, learned of the opportunity, approached the city with a proposal. He based it on the initial RFP form that we had. Tom Obeck, Tom Friedel, and I reviewed the proposal, and we felt that it was a fair proposal, and we would like to have permission to contract with Benjamin Beer Company.
Under that two-year proposed contract, Benjamin Beer Company would pay the city 15% of the profit the first year, 20% the second. That would include in the contract the possibility of extending the contract for three additional one-year periods. Mount Pleasant Village Board and the Community Development Authority have a joint meeting this afternoon, mostly going to be in closed session. Their focus to be a proposed development agreement with Pale Properties LLC. Last time the limited liability company was on the village meeting agenda, late 2016, a certified survey map at 5930 Washington Avenue, the former Golden Keys restaurant site, purchased by the Olson Company of O&H Danish Bakery fame for $1.5 million. Properties immediately west of the new O&H Danish Bakery store, the Baking Center, and company headquarters. And again, be aware, anywhere near UW Parkside's campus today, traffic could be a little bit heavier than normal. It's the visitation for Jim Koch, the former wrestling coach who died from injuries when hit by a car while running in St. Louis. That visitation will go from noon until 8 o'clock tonight in the Sports and Activity Center. The funeral service is tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the DeSimone Gymnasium. Private interment will follow at Sunset Ridge Memorial Park. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there throughout the day. They're in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.